Alaska voters are a step closer to deciding whether lawmakers will be paid if they fail to pass a budget on time. The group Alaskans for Integrity says it likely has more than enough signed petitions to put an initiative on the fall ballot that would accomplish that. It submitted more than 45,000 signatures for the Alaska Government Accountability Act. Bonnie Jack is a co-chair for the group. She says it doesn't take much to convince people to sign.
I've learned with the few signatures I gathered was just talk about the per diem pay. And they stop, you don't need to tell me anymore, I'm happy to sign it.
In the last 3 years, lawmakers haven't agreed on a budget before the end of the 121-day session limit set by the state constitution. Lawmakers are currently entitled to more than $200 per day when the session runs long. The bill would stop those payments. Anchorage Representative Jason Gren sponsored the initiative.
Well, I like to think of it as incentivizing us to get our job done in time. But, you know, I think Alaskans are just kind of fed up with what looks like from the outside that not a lot of work happens, and we wait until the very end to start working on passing a budget. And I think that hurts a lot of different sectors of Alaska when people are waiting and waiting and waiting, and then we end up going past our time limit.
The bill also would take steps to limit lawmakers' conflicts of interest and the gifts lawmakers receive. It would require them to provide justification before the state would pay for international travel, and it would bar foreign-owned corporations from contributing to state and local political campaigns. Governor Bill Walker has proposed docking lawmakers' per diem payments and their salaries if they don't pass a budget by the end of the 90-day session.